God, I feel like I've just taken my proverbial bra off. Cool, okay. Shall we?
Shall we? No, we haven't got this.
Never gonna get it. No.
Hello.
Okay.
Are you free for a quick chat?
Hello and welcome to HR You OK, Hun, the podcast dedicated to the stupid, disgusting and weird world of work. Through the eyes of the people most likely to have been a milk monitor at school. HR.
I think I was.
Oh my God, were you milk monitor?
I think I might have been.
One straw each.
Well, you get the tray and then you go around and then everyone takes their little carton off and you get those blue straws.
Yeah.
That was a memory I didn't know I had. I think we had to rotate it because there was quite a lot of us.
Yeah.
Me types.
Yeah.
Big time. Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I think I like have the memory that I was a milk monitor, but equally, I can't imagine me as a child being responsible enough.
I definitely was. I was that kid, you know, the one that used to take the register back to the office. That was me. That was me that took
it. Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
I was very serious.
Fucking hell. Okay. Each episode, we'll be sharing the most horrendous work stories, spreading the latest office gossip, and answering your HR conundrums. I'm Lizzie Boyd, and joining me today, she's back.
She will never leave.
She's back in town. Emily from HR.
Hey, HR.
That was lovely. Lovely introduction. Would like you to introduce me that way to all people.
Okay. Done. Fine.
Cool.
Deal.
I mean, different songs is fine, but that level of enthusiasm and the musicality is. Yeah.
Stupid.
Perfect.
Are you okay, hon?
I am. Thanks. Just had a long weekend.
Yeah.
Bit of sunshine, followed by a lot of rain, but the sunshine was delightful.
Well, in Dolly Parton's words, if you want the sunshine, no. If you want the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain.
Yeah, well, she's a wise lady. Are you okay, hon?
Yeah. Yeah, this week's gone really, 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 really quickly.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've just been scrambling all week. And then what happened yesterday was I was busy. And then at 6, I was like, there's still much more to do. But I just stopped.
Yeah.
And then I woke up in the middle of the night and was doing work in my head.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I was like, no, I'm working.
Bill the client for.
According to my Fitbit, I was awake for an hour.
Oh no!
Yeah. So you'll be seeing that in an invoice.
Yeah, you should.
Is
it you? Yeah, the person you have to invoice. Yeah.
I'm just like, oh no, I'm rubbish.
Those are nice in the middle of the night, aren't they?
Lovely.
When you think about something and you're not sure if you've done it right.
Oh
or,
yeah. Or you remember the things that you did that were embarrassing 10 years ago.
At least 10 years ago.
Least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one mean thing someone said to you when you were 4 and you're like, oh, still rings true.
Oh my God, doesn't it just?
Yeah.
I am still an insufferable little cunt.
Someone once told me I had a big face and small features. And at the time, it really washed over me. But every now and again, I think about it and I'm like, it's quite a lot. I think I was about 12.
Very small features. I just used to get called Bogey Boyd because I got a bogey green puffer jacket.
Sure, sure.
Nice. You know, in the 90s.
That's big 90s energy.
Yeah, everyone was like, oh my God, it's bogey green. And I was, no, it's lime green. And they were like, bogey Boyd. Oh.
Anyway.
I digress.
I think that one was my fault.
Emily, we have 2 drink options for you today.
I'm ready.
But both come in a tin.
What a change.
Yeah. So we've got gin in a tin. Gin in a tin. Or we've got, and actually this was gifted by Runway East in Brighton. Thank you very much. And it's nice wine in a can, sparkling white wine.
Lovely.
So what would you like?
I'm going to go a gin in a tin.
Wow, classy lady.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have sparkling wine in a tin.
Lovely.
Shall we?
Shall we?
Oh. So really nice. Question.
It's the bit that makes me the most nervous.
Yeah. Because I asked you about your performance one time.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
What does it really mean to be a woman in this world?
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you why I asked that question.
Go on.
At the gym the other day, I was reaching for a weight plate and this guy practically ran over to me, put his hand like over the weight plate that I was trying to lift. And he went, oh my God, did you know that that's a 20?
Did you know it was a 20?
I thought it was a 25. you're new around here. Leave me.
But yeah, so
So it got me really thinking about the patriarchy.
I actually had an interesting conversation today about if like the applicants were split evenly, you would have a more even mix of people in the business, but blah, 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 blah. And the person I was talking to mistakenly described women as a minority. And then realised that wasn't what they meant.
Like, immediately realised it wasn't what they meant.
And I sort of said, does sometimes feel like a minority.
Yeah.
But strictly speaking,
it's a perceived minority.
Yeah.
In some companies.
And they just looked at me for ages and I was like, yep. No, that's okay.
That's okay. You can stop crying and apologising.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can get off the floor.
Yeah.
Off my feet, please.
Yeah.
Sir.
Just leave.
Sir. Thank you once again to everyone who sent in their workplace tales, rumours and HR questions. And as always, if you would like to get in touch, it is hruokhun@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on Instagram. Dear me, Han. Or we can find our super secret Google form for extra anonymity. Yeah. Okay, Emily, this story is called Sweets Work, Man.
Great.
I worked in a sweet shop in the centre of town and was on a date with this guy I just started seeing. As the shop manager, I had the keys. So rather than take our coats into the clubs or pay for cloakrooms, we stored them in the shop. Big flex.
Yeah.
That would be my chat up line.
Yeah, yeah.
If you come on a date with me, yeah. No cloakroom fees.
I'll take you to the candy shop. You wouldn't know, though, if people actually wanted to be your friend, because it'd be that thing and you'd be like, oh, yeah. You know.
Be like being a celebrity.
Jemima's not coming and you'd be like, oh, what are we going to do with our coats?
Yeah, where the fucking...
Why isn't she coats? Coming?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. God. Imagine doing a stock take in that.
Absolutely not.
What a boring comment. I'm keeping it. Christ. Anyway, next door to the shop is a pub, and when entering, the bouncer gave us a very suspicious look on the way out of the shop and said, you okay? They're coming out of a sweet shop, mate.
Yeah.
Who's okay?
Yeah, who could be more okay?
They're literally living the childhood dream.
Yeah.
We had our date and left the pub, then collected our stuff from the shop. It was a different bouncer this time, and so all he will have seen is us entering the shop in the middle of the night and coming out with loads of bags. Nothing was said, but we definitely sensed that we were being watched carefully. Sure enough, one of the bouncers called the shop the next morning. I wasn't working until the afternoon. But when I arrived, there were several staff in a panic searching the shop to see what was stolen after a reported break-in.
Amazing.
The area manager was also on her way to help with the investigation. Oh my God, that is so terrifying. Area manager.
Yeah.
Why are they always so terrifying?
What a casual break-in, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did no one just ask everyone that's got keys? Were you here last night? Because yeah. The lock's not broken, nothing's damaged.
Yeah, the alarm actually.
Yeah.
Guys, bit of a flex, but I actually used to be a shop manager.
Oh, God.
I know I keep going on about it. But like, you set the alarm and it like records. So right, you've got fog or something.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't have an alarm. They deserve to get broken.
I was just about to say that and I thought, nah, too harsh, but.
Thank you. Agreed. Thank you for doing it for
fuck
me.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Area manager coming down is terrifying.
Yeah. Especially for something that you know to be a waste of time.
Yeah.
And entirely your fault for storing your coat in there.
Oh, actually, they'll tell us what they did.
Okay, cool.
Also, like, I do know what they did.
Right, okay.
But I forgot.
Please read on.
Yeah, okay. My colleagues weren't too pleased when I told them what had happened. But we just told the area manager that nothing was stolen and hoped that that would be the end of it. They didn't come in the end.
Oh, good.
It hasn't been mentioned since. P.S. We probably didn't help things by making a woohoo sound in the basement when collecting our stuff. Which further added to the suspicion that we were robbing the place. That's probably the sort of thing that we would do if we broke into a shop.
Which is why we are not.
Yeah. Oh my God, we did it. We're so good at this. Police are on their way. We'd be like posting on Instagram Live like, oh my God, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess who? There's a couple of bad bitches here.
Thanks for your hints and tips.
Yeah. Stealing hearts and now property. Okay. God. How did the date go?
Yeah.
Didn't include anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Valid question.
Are you still together? Have you broken up after the crime? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, could one of you not take the heat?
Exactly. This next story is called Straight to Jail. There was a super senior manager at my work who was known to be a bit of a lad and in this good lads group. Barf.
Lads.
Lad. Top lad. And he was known to be a complete perv.
Sure.
Great. As I would have guessed.
Yes, if you'd asked me, is he a perv, I'd have said yes. anyone who's in a good lads club.
Good lads club. What is that?
I know. It's giving. It's giving posh twat.
Yeah, I bet the initiation to get in.
No, don't worry about Jeremy. He's a good lad. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart, but he is a good lad. Fuck off. I didn't actually know if it was a good idea to include this story, but I just think it's kind of outrageous, so okay. I did. Okay. For example, like the time he got a blowjob from a junior employee on a work ski trip.
Wow.
And on the same trip, bowled into the room of two other employees in his pants, declaring that it was a pants party. They did not agree that it was a pants party. Sounds like a total legend. No, he sounds absolutely
not.
Awful. Yeah. Ski trip, though.
I just don't want a company trip.
I would go on a company trip if I had my own room.
This is my fear with it, is that I would have too many, you know, non-negotiables.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want people to see my passport photo.
My passport photo, I look like a Tesco version of, what's her name, Tamsin? Oh, it's not Tamsin, it's Vicky McClure.
Vicky McClure.
Yeah, I look like a shit version of her.
Nice.
Okay, so we're back in the room.
Yeah.
Finally, the layer of management below him staged a coup and went to the top dog and said, this person isn't fit to be in the position they're in and we won't work while he's still in the company.
Love that.
Come on, fellas. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, it worked, and it was a long time coming. But you might ask, what changed? Well, apparently, the straw that broke the camel's back was that at a Christmas party, he'd got with the intern in front of everyone and then drove his company car home drunk.
Nope. Enough what people's moral boundaries
That's
are, though.
It. Yeah, yeah. Oh my god, he drunk drove. Rather than the sexual harassment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That car could have been damaged. That was a really nice car.
Yeah. I mean, he fully deserves what happened, but I think there's probably like two steps before.
I would say at the blowjob.
Definitely at the pants party.
For sure. But
the car, that was intern. No siree.
Okay, our final story is a bit of a lengthy one, so strap in, but it's worth it. This story is called PR Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do PR in the hospitality sector, and a lot of the time we'd be going to opening nights, tasting events and various food parties, which I do miss. As you might imagine, this eventually could become quite tiresome. After four events in the week, let's just say the social battery was occasionally low. Yeah.
Yeah, I can immediately know for me.
Four events?
No, I couldn't.
One event, yeah. I'm out for the week.
Yeah.
I was speaking to a client last night, and have you heard of agency hackers?
Yeah.
Shout out to agency hackers. Every year they do this Ibiza summit.
Do they?
And we were chatting and he was like, oh, you coming to Ibiza? I was like, absolutely not.
No.
I would perish.
Yeah, you would simply stop living.
I'd cease to exist.
Yeah.
The social interactions.
The fact that nights don't start until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God. I said, no one wants me there anyway, I'm HR.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, fuck off, goody two-shoes.
You'd like, go and get your coat.
Yeah.
Coat and Ibiza and everyone'd be like, oh yeah, we can finally have fun now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Guys, I love cocaine as much as the next person. So to this person I say, you have the stamina of an ox.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, really good. It was one of those times where I just wanted to curl up into a little ball that I found myself at one of the weirdest events I'd ever been to. In central London, at the top of a high-rise, we were attending the opening night of a new pop-up fine dining experience for our clients.
Lovely.
It was a pretty formal event. Jazz band, canapes, lots of posh people talking about the art of cuisine, etc.
I'm out. Immediately out.
Fuck that. Not interested, mate.
No. I just want to eat food. I don't want to talk about food.
Yeah, like, oh, God, guys, have you heard of the M&S meal for £2 for £10? pretty high-end, guys. I was there with three other colleagues. Let's call them Alana, Barbara and Kira.
Great.
So three other colleagues, all ready to make good connections and make sure everyone was having a good time at the event. I did my share of schmoozing, then decided I needed a little time out. So I excused myself and scurried off to find a quiet corner.
Fine.
While wandering around the floor, I stumbled upon a little cloakroom area with a seat. It was tucked away but not out of bounds. Perfect. I sat down, got my phone out, and started the standard WhatsApp exchange with my partner. Can't wait to be home, etc.
Yeah.
And that's when I heard it. A little squeak from the corner of the room.
What could it be?
A mouse? A tiny clown car?
A little horn? Really good.
I paused to listen for a few seconds but didn't hear anything again, so I just went back to texting. And then squeak. Although this time it was more of a high-pitched beep. I stood up and walked towards the sound. Hello? No answer. I got closer to the coats and it feels like it was in slow motion now, but it wasn't. Pushed aside a bunch of hung-up coats to discover Alana and Barbara at it on the floor.
No! squeak.
You need to work on your sex sounds. Squeak ain't gonna cut it.
No.
Not in this world, honey. Also, like, do they know there are canapes circulating?
Yeah, there's bad time.
There's free food going. What do you want sex for? Sex later, food now.
Always.
God. We all got a fright, exchanged various very British apologies and swear words, and I scuttled off to the toilets to go and laugh, slash calm down, slash tell my partner.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
obviously. First thing you have
First
to
thing,
do.
Yeah.
Tell someone.
So that's why they've been acting a bit weird at work lately. Fine. I wasn't too surprised, and with the knowledge that I'd definitely be getting a full debrief from one of them later, I went back to the event to carry on with work stuff. All the while, Alana and Barbara repeatedly trying to make eye contact with me. I guess to try and do a bit of restorative PR for themselves.
Yeah.
I'll have a little drink. About an hour later, I saw Barbara speaking to Kira at the edge of the room. Then they walked off into the hallway. I thought this was going to be Barbara telling Kira, who is our boss,
oh,
what had happened and getting ahead of the story for fear that I'd leak it.
Yeah.
But when they didn't come back after a few minutes, I got really worried, thinking that perhaps Kira was telling Barbara off or something. So I decided to go and find them to defuse things if needed. Well.
Oh, God.
What do you know? I found Barbara and Kira aggressively snogging in the same cloakroom.
No!
Let's just say it was a very quiet and awkward taxi ride home, and none of us have spoken about either incident. You have to speak
you
about it.
You have to find out.
What?
Which came first, like, in your life?
Yeah.
Were they both brand new things that happened at this event?
Surely
Did
not.
You have a prior relationship with one or both of them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Presumably they don't know about the other.
Barbara is a player, man.
Barbara is a player.
Barbaretta. Sweet Barbaretta. Cut that.
Do not cut that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know whether to be offended or outraged because...
Or impressed or...
Or impressed. I'd be like, why not me?
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What would you have done?
As the person?
Yeah, you're the writer.
I'm 100% putting Barbara for many
you're
glasses
Barbara,
of wine.
You're putting Barbara.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. Four glasses of wine is what I meant.
Right.
But you never know where the wine takes you.
Yeah. She sounds like a fucking sweet talker, to be honest.
She does. She sounds like a hoot.
Yeah.
I've got to know more information about it.
Yeah. I would love if you could write in again, please.
Yeah. How? Why?
Very stressful. I don't know how Barbara does it. Like, she's got balls of steel.
Yeah.
Barbara's balls of steel.
Barbara's balls of steel. That's what it should have been
that's
called.
That's what the story should be called.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. And that is the end of our stories for this week.
Good stories.
Really good stories.
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
Yeah.
And would like some further information.
Yes.
Probably don't want any more information on the lad.
Yeah. Didn't like him. He's gone.
Hopefully he's in prison now.
Oh my God. Have you got any balls in it? Oh my God. No, she doesn't. Oh my God. It's outrageous. What the actual F?
Okay. So, Emily, now we move on to... our first bit of gossip. My colleague went on holiday for 2 weeks and her out of office says that she's on anal leave.
Those are my favourites.
I could message her or even ask someone in IT to change it, but I don't want to.
I can't argue with it.
Fair enough.
You should make your own mistake.
Yeah. She made her anal bed and now she's going to lie in it.
2 weeks.
How's your ass?
Yeah. We've That's got some standing desks over there if you need them.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? Have you ever, like, done a bad time? Have you done anal leave?
Not really. My favourite one ever, which wasn't me, but it was a trainer that I used to work with. Whenever she had a training group, she used to send out a thing afterwards that would be like, they were good at this, not so good at this. And there was this one group that everyone knew had been really difficult. And she'd put in this email, like, bit of a struggle this week, but, you know, I think they'll get it. And then she used to go on and put the shifts that they were all working. But what she'd done, she sent this to, like, 15 people every time, and it was like, yeah, bit of a difficult group, but I think they'll get it. Shits.
Fucking hell. I don't have an out of office one.
No.
I do have I think I've told you this before, we had a customer complaint and then the head office had like given me their email address to try and get in touch with me.
Yeah.
And I emailed him offering him my personal staff disco cunt. Never replied.
Really?
Never took me up on that offer. And actually,
shame.
I'm very offended.
I think you should be.
Yeah. Because I don't dish that out to anyone.
That is one anymore. Way to make a complaint go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, our next bit of gossip. Apparently, the new starter sent a selfie to the HR manager on the morning of their first day, asking if their outfit was okay.
Oh!
That's lovely.
That's so nice.
I don't hold that against them at all.
Absolutely
I think that's
not.
Brilliant. And listen...
be nice to these young people because they've not bloody been in work
it's
yet.
It's so hard to know sometimes.
They've been at home in their pyjamas working for
the old panny D.
The old panny D.
I think that should be more accepted and encouraged.
Send in your selfies.
Yeah.
Me, RuPaul, and the rest of the judging panel will give you a score.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
So back off that intern, you nasty cow. But also thank you for contributing. Right. Now, this next bit of gossip refers to a picture that we probably don't support.
Sure, sure.
Apparently, Roger sent a dick pic to the wrong person.
Right.
He actually sent it to Natalie from sales, who has now reported it to HR. We all know, Roger knows, and now we're just waiting for the drama to kick off. Probably won't have to wait that long, I shouldn't imagine.
No, if I was Roger, I'd just leave.
Oh, 100%.
I wouldn't wait for the drama.
I'd be just... like, Roger that.
Yeah.
Over and out, bitch.
Yeah. Goodbye.
I'm going to take me and my penis away from this office.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we've got one more confession. I want to make a jingle for this, so I think we need to do you have something to confess? Would you like to spill the tea? Why am I doing George Galloway? Sit down, my child, and all will be forgiven. Probably.
Depending on what you say.
Yeah. Okay, I think I could be writing from beyond the professional grave by the time you read this.
Amazing.
You know when someone really pisses you off and you're meant to write your emotional response, then delete it and then rewrite it?
Yeah.
Well, I wrote, did you never learn your manners? Fuck you, you uber fuck. In reply to a rude client email. But force of habit meant that I just pressed send.
No!
I haven't told anyone. They haven't replied. I'm just sweating every time I go into work. That is terrifying.
Oh my god, you can't. I couldn't. I'd have been signed off sick with stress.
Yeah. Get that fit note in.
Yeah.
Immediately, because I'm off sick.
Oh god, can't win. I'm so sorry, but you can't win.
This is a confession, but I do want to give you some advice. I think you should call the client.
Yeah.
And hash it out with them. See how that goes and then decide whether or not you need to tell the company.
Oh, wow. Also, it might not be now, but this will be funny one day.
Yeah. It's funny to us.
It's funny to us immediately.
Yeah. Today it's funny.
Yeah.
So you are forgiven.
100%.
You're really forgiven, but you have work to do.
Yes. Kind of wish it was more acceptable just to do it.
Yeah.
A little bit more, just to tell people how you really feel. But it's not.
This is a free world.
Sure.
Do whatever you feel, but be prepared for the consequences.
Yeah.
Worst case, you're going to have to fake your way to a Tourette's diagnosis.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I don't think that even translates to...
I was just about to say, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Emily, so of all of our stories today, who is your HR soul of the week?
Outfit guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that's wholesome.
And he's not an arsehole.
Not.
Or she, or they.
Yeah. Yeah, they are not an arsehole.
No.
I just think it's...
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
Be more that person.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Yours?
Mine is probably Barbara.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Bad Barbara.
Yeah. Fantastic. No, that's totally normal. Okay, so now we move on to the final section of the episode, Advice Corner. If you have a workplace conundrum or question and you want a couple of half-pissed HR people to give you advice, write in. Hey.
Please do.
Hey, baby. Tell us your woes. And a note, even if we don't get back to you on the pod, we'll do our best to get back to you or at least point you in the right direction so you can get help. However, a note, someone did ask quite a serious question on the anonymous form, and I can't reply to you on there because I don't know who you are. But I also think it's a bit heavy for the podcast.
Yeah, like it might need actual help.
Yeah. So you know who you are. It's the layoffs one.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah. Nasty. Anyway, this one is also quite intense, but like, okay, we'll just do it really quick. I was told that you can't take an employer to a tribunal until you've worked 2 years. Is that true?
It depends why you want to take them to a tribunal.
To a tribes.
Tribes.
To tribe B.
But yeah, lots of cases you can't, but there are cases where you can.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we'd need more deets on why.
More details.
If you're worried about it, just talk to ACAS.
Yeah.
They'll immediately be able to tell you.
Oh my god,
that's an option.
Call ACAS.
Yeah.
It's free. They're really good. You probably have to wait on the phone for like 10 minutes, but
yeah,
like that 10 minutes will be worth it for you. All right. And then question two.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was really,
really very efficient.
Really good. Question number two. I'm thinking about a career switch to HR. Any advice?
Oh.
Welcome to the cool club.
Yes. No. Nobody will like you anymore.
Ooh.
But no, yes. If you're thinking about it, do it.
I think it's a great...
You do have to love it.
Yeah.
Because you get a lot of shit.
You lose a lot of street cred, I would say.
Yeah, and you do... You become that person that everyone goes to. you know, regardless of whether they should or they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So you do have to really like it. You can also end up with quite a lot of heavy stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
So you have to be able to compartmentalize.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it, definitely do it. It is fun. It's not all hiring and firing like it.
No, not at all.
People think it is.
It's a nice, rewarding profession. What I would say is, I'm really torn about the CIPD thing, but I do actually think it's worth doing.
Yeah, I do.
Because you learn like the gold standard and you meet other people. That's how we met.
It is how we met.
We met on that CIPD course.
Yeah.
So you should probably do that. And also you'll get like access to loads of stuff. And yeah, just go for it, mate.
Yeah.
Let us know how you get on.
If you want to get back in touch with any specific questions about how stuff works, just do.
Ask us.
Yeah.
We're like desperate for new people to come join because we need new blood.
We love new people.
We love new people.
New people are nice.
New people are very nice. Very nice. So yeah, lovely. Okay, that's probably enough.
Yeah.
I'd say. So thank you for listening to another episode of HR You OK, Hun? And thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Very important. Please like and share and subscribe.
Yeah.
Love it. Really need it. Need it for my confidence.
Yeah.
It would be really nice if you could do that for me.
Makes us feel good.
If you could just do that. Oh my God, if I could spare 30 seconds of your time. Do you know who that is?
No.
Stephen Bartlett. It would make us feel better. Share it around. If you have something you want to tell us, you've got a silly workplace story, dumb rumour you've heard, something that you think would make us laugh. Do you know what? Doesn't it have to be work related?
No. It really doesn't.
Yeah,
just doesn't. Like sort of a theme.
Yeah, yeah. Just like dumb stuff that's happened. We're probably interested.
Yeah, 100%.
You can get in touch at hruokhun@gmail.com or drop us a DM on Instagram. Well, thanks very much. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Are you free for a quick chat?